Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. Very special discussion that's coming up on March 12th. Working Moms Day is what they have deemed it. And kind of in honor of Working Moms Day, the Working Moms of Milwaukee, along with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, are focused in on some of the unique challenge that our farm moms are facing. Anybody actually in agribusiness. And joining us now is Jeannie Bishop. She's a territory manager with Merck Animal Health, and she's also a dairy farmer herself in Watertown. So tell me how you got snaggled into being a part of this panel on Friday, Jeannie.
Well, Pam, you know how it is in the industry of agriculture and the dairy world particularly. The network of people you've met through 4-H and FFA and college, throughout the years and different events you've attended, you meet lots of really great people. And Brenda Murphy at the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin reached out to me a few months ago now and asked if there was any interest in potentially doing this panel with some other really great women from here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about the unique challenges that some people might overlook, Jeannie, when it comes to being a farm mom or a mom in agribusiness that's still trying to keep her professional career intact in light of COVID-19 and the adjustments within a home. I mean, it's crazy. And the resources, or shall we say lack thereof, for a lot of folks in rural communities. Talk to me a little bit about how you've managed to not only identify it, but work within it.
Yeah, I can say I've not been exempt from some of the mental health struggles that a lot of our peers have experienced, particularly as a working parent and a working mom, where we all of a sudden had children working at home and schooling at home, and trying to maintain your farm business with employees that may or may not have decided to come to work that day or that week or 2 weeks because of their angst about COVID, especially early in the beginning. Working with your children to help them learn and understand what's going on the basic level so that they're not scared either, I think was really important. And my children are fairly young at 7 and 4, so there's some pretty keen awareness, which blows my mind on their end, of what's going on. So I think trying to balance your family's health and wellness along with your own was definitely a challenge early on, and still has its more difficult days for many of us, including myself.
Yeah, and the other thing that, again, I want people to slow down and think about, if you're a farm mom and you've got responsibilities outside, if you've got four-legged critters, for example, that are depending on you, that protocol doesn't go away just because COVID is a part of your world. So there it's a kind of a tricky balance. You cannot virtually milk cows. You cannot virtually feed calves. And that brings about another unique element of challenge.
Yeah, that's right. It's there was the balance of how do I schedule my day to do the best I could with the situation we were in. And a lot of us still have. I'm pretty fortunate. My children didn't have a lot of time where I didn't have off the farm care for them. And I've been very fortunate where my kids have been in person in school this school year. But the calves always need to be fed. The cows are there to be milked. And I always remind our team at the farm and other farms I'm at, it's, you know, even on Christmas when Jesus was born, we still have to milk cows and feed calves. So it's important. It's just part of the industry we're in. It's 24/7.
What other things are you going to be pointing out for people during this seminar, sponsored in part by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Jeannie? I mean, I also have heard from a lot of farm moms that might have relied on, at least partially, maybe a daycare situation or maybe a babysitter, somebody that gave them a little bit of time to catch up on laundry or do something like that. And then all of a sudden, the COVID protocol changed that. Talk to me about some of the other logistical challenges that are unique if you're living in rural Wisconsin, if you're in agriculture, if you're in agribusiness.
Yeah, probably when you become a parent, your first priority really starts to shift in life. And the first priority for my children is that they're safe and taken care of, whether that's what we're doing here at home or with a neighbor or with our, I'm so blessed with our school program and daycare program that my children attend. Once I knew they were in an okay place, they were in a safe place, a loving place, and I knew I would see them at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock whenever I could pick them up. That takes a big load off for me personally, is that I know my children are well taken care of. And not every parent or farm family has those options close by. So perhaps there's just opportunities for us to always keep our lenses on for places people may be open to help, whether it's via your church or your community or your school. Sometimes those couple of hours you help a mom go grocery shopping without her kids are like heaven to that woman or that parent, because getting a few minutes to themselves is really, really important for all of us in our mental health and wellness these days.
Are we having this conversation enough, Jeannie? I mean, understandably, everybody has been in their own unique stressful situation with COVID, whether it was your personal fear of going out or what have you. But then it also reveals the larger issue, lack of resources in many regards. Are we talking about this enough? Are agribusiness women, farm women, voicing their concerns, their needs enough?
It probably depends on the woman. And I think this past year has shown lights for lots of us about how challenging it is to have a balance, if you want to call it that, which is kind of not my favorite word when it comes to talking about working and family. But having those resources is really, really important. And, you know, when your in-home provider decided they weren't going to take any children in because they, you know, were following COVID protocols and closing down, that didn't stop the parents from having to milk cows, like we said, or make calls with customers. But a lot of people were in the same position. So I think there's some eye opening, not only on how much a lot of us appreciate now our in-person school opportunities and what a great blessing they are, but also for those of us with younger children, daycare is a struggle. And I don't know what the right answer is for that profession. But boy, do I sure appreciate my team that helps us out.
So when you talk with another farm woman or are out on some of those rare calls where maybe you actually encounter them, what can we do? How can we help them even as individuals, Jeannie? You got any suggestions on how, you know, what we can do individually?
I think having listening ears on, listen, but try not to fix, perhaps. Let get a basic understanding and maybe be a sounding board for people, because a lot of people, particularly this past year, have not left their farms or their businesses a whole lot because there's the continuing demand for their time and their work. And that creates its own social challenge when we were used to going and doing whatever we wanted, kind of when we wanted. I think being aware of key messages that you might hear that can be very concerning about people being depressed or I'm worried about my kids, I'm worried about my husband or my spouse, and they're doing these things that are odd. You know, having resources for my customers, perhaps from the National Health Institute and hotlines that are available for people that are going through mental health issues, and depression and suicide are very real things, not only in agriculture, but in the veterinary profession as well. Mm-hmm. So listening and having an empathetic ear, I think we could learn a lot. And you never know what person might have the right resource or be the saving hitch pin, if you want to call that, for that family.
Very true. Very true. Jeannie Bishop's along with us. She is one of the panelists that's going to be bringing up these kinds of issues and more during the special Friday Working Moms Day celebration online, the Future of Women in Farming and STEM events. Great opportunities for moms and daughters to learn from other women about being leaders in a typically male-dominated career like agriculture. And like we said, empowering one another in these crazy, challenging times. Absolutely free. You can find the link and Zoom information on their Facebook page. Look for Women in Farming and STEM. Jeannie Bishop along with us.